I feel like the Holy Spirit, I don't feel like, I know. He said, stand back up and move forward. And so that's what the word is about tonight, the message. I want to read to you Proverbs chapter 30, starting at verse 24. It says, there are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people, not strong, yet they prepare their food in summer. The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. The spider skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in kings' palaces. There are three things which are majestic in pace. Yes, four which are stately in walk. A lion which is mighty among the beasts and does not turn away from any. A greyhound, a male goat, and a king whose troops are with him. A lion mighty among the beasts and does not turn away from any. He stands his ground. A king whose troops are with him. We are to stand. 279 times in the Word of God, it talks about standing. Not all of them in that way, but still, that's a lot. And many of them are that way. Second Thessalonians 2:15 says, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or epistle. Stand fast in the face of persecution, for only the faithful will share in the final triumph of Christ. Yes. There are a lot of scriptures about standing. There are many about moving forward. It says advance. You know, the scripture says that when you've done all you know to do, stand. Put on the whole armor of God and stand. There are times when you can rebuke, there are times when you can pray, but yet you need to stand. And there are times when you need to stand up. Jesus was buried, put in the tomb, crucified, resurrected, and stood up. He stood up. He got back up. He came back up from death. Sometimes we get knocked down, and we can stand up. 2 Thessalonians says that about only the faithful will share in the final triumph. It's important to be faithful. Faithful means having a heart to stand and stand back up and move forward. Whether getting knocked down, whatever it means, doesn't matter. What matters is that we get back up and we keep moving forward. That we stand. That we put on the armor. That we move forward. I was thinking about all the different men in the Bible, you know, that were recorded. King David, he had to endure Saul trying to hurt him, attack him, throw a spear at him, send armies after him. After that, he had to fight armies. So on and so on. I mean, there's a lot. Elijah stood up to Ahab and Jezebel. And after he did so, after they had killed 100 prophets, Jezebel had, and there were those that had to hide, 100 had to hide, after that, he came to a servant, to a guy, and he said, "Go tell Ahab that Elijah has returned." And he said, "I just hid 100 prophets in 2 caves. And you want me to go back to Ahab and say Elijah has returned? And I'm hiding myself? Are you crazy? Are you trying to kill me?" That's what he's saying. You know, when God tells you to do things, it doesn't make sense. Not always. In fact, most of the time, it doesn't. When it's really God, when it's really big, it's hard. "Go tell Ahab and Jezebel that Elijah has returned." Wait a minute, I'm hiding myself. I took 100 prophets and they know it. And you want me to go tell them that you've returned and they're looking for you everywhere? Going after Jesus, going after what he said to do, going after your calling requires faith, requires us to stand, requires us to stand up, requires us to move forward, requires us to do crazy stuff, scary stuff. What did Elijah do? After he challenged on Mount Carmel, what did he do? He went and hid. Fear hit him. And he hid. The ravens fed him, drank from the brook. Then he came back. What was that? He was down. But he got back up. Just like Jesus, he was down, but he got back up. There are so many men of God that stood. That's why they're recorded in this book. So many that stood up again. That's why they're recorded in this book. So many that advanced, that moved forward. That's why they're recorded in this book. Think about Job. Lost everything. Stood his ground. Even when his friends were telling him, "You need to do this." His own wife was saying, "You need to turn away. You need to do this." But he didn't. He stood firm. He stayed faithful. And God knew it. He knew he would. But he stayed the course. He stayed faithful. And he was rewarded with a whole lot more. John endured the Isle of Patmos. Many of the disciples endured things. They turned away. They fell. They messed up. They denied. Whatever. They were restored. They got back up. And they stood. Moses challenged Pharaoh. He stood up to Pharaoh. He delivered a people that were in bondage. He delivered Israel that was in bondage for 400 years. He stood up to Pharaoh. He did what God said. Went to Pharaoh, went to Egypt, delivered them. Went through all this stuff to go through that. Obeyed God. Now, this was a man that killed someone. That ran. And then had a burning bush encounter with God and came back because God said to. And led the people of Israel out of Egypt. You know what the rough part was? It wasn't the Egypt part and the Pharaoh part and all the hardship and the hard-headedness of that, of Pharaoh. It's when they got in the wilderness and they were complaining and they made a golden calf and they were doing things that were wrong and they were giving him a hard time, him and Aaron. Joseph, his own brothers threw him in a pit, took him out of the pit, sold him into slavery. Then he went into prison. He's falsely accused. All those things. Yet, he stayed the course. And he was brought to second in command in Egypt under Pharaoh. There are countless, some we don't know about that are not recorded, I'm sure. But the men in the Bible and women in the Bible that stood their ground, that stood back up, and that advanced and stayed faithful to God. They're the ones that are remembered. Think about the woman that hid the two spies and lied. And she was not a good woman. Before that. But she stood up for the men of God. Because she recognized that. And she hid them and she helped save them. And she was recorded in this book, in God's word, and remembered forever. So if she could be remembered, how much more so you and I? How much more so you? With the Holy Spirit living in you and I. With the blood of Jesus being shed on the cross and Him standing in the gap for us and taking the punishment for us, how much more so? These are Old Testament examples. How much more so for you and I? There is nothing that we've done that can't be forgiven. There is nothing that has knocked us down that we can't get up from. There is nothing that can push us down if we want to stand up in our heart. You ever thought about this? Why did God leave Satan on the earth? Why did he create the garden and leave Satan in there to talk to them? God knows everything, right? He knew he was talking to Eve. He knew it. Because I believe that Satan is God's garbage collector. He is the tester. He's the accuser. He's the tempter. He tests our hearts. He tests men and women's hearts. Why? Because we have free will. We have a choice. Every one of us has a choice. Every one of the men and women in this Bible that I just mentioned had a choice. And the ones that were recorded chose rightly that I mentioned. King David, a man after God's own heart, did he mess up? Sure. But it was said of him that he was a man after God's own heart. He wrote the Psalms. The Apostle Paul killed Christians, had Stephen stoned, sought them out, went after them, yet wrote most of the New Testament. Stand up and move forward. If you're down, get up. If you feel like you're being pushed down, stand. If you feel like you can't move forward, one foot in front of the other. The children of Israel, it's recorded that when the tabernacle was moving, and they were moving, the angel of the Lord came as a pillar of fire behind them and moved with them. Now, if he moved with them and he was outside of them, yet in the New Testament now and here and now, he's in us. How much more can we do? There's no excuse. There's no reason not to stand. There's no reason not to stand up. There's no reason not to advance. We can make all the excuses in the world, but they don't stand up to the truth. And the truth is, he's in us and we can stand. He's in us and we can stand up. He's in us and we can move forward and advance the kingdom of God. And he's with us. He's in us. He works through us. He loves us. Besides that, the scripture says in John that the Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our helper. It even says that if we don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will give it to us at the time we need it. So even if I don't know what to say or how to answer, he will give me the answer when I need it. But the enemy is around, and his job is to test and tempt. and roam around like a roaring lion. And test the hearts of men and women. That's his job. That's why he's been left here to do that. He's been left here to do that. It's the only reason. That's it. There is no other. Yet the word says to those who overcome, to those who are faithful, will receive. Meaning those who stand. And if we get knocked down, stand back up. And who advance. No matter what. No matter what hits. No matter how much it hurts. No matter how hard. No matter how painful. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it hurts. Yeah, it's painful. I'm not saying it's not. But he's in me. He's in you. He's with us. And he will never leave or forsake us. That's what he said. And his promises are true. His promises are forever. The issue's not with him. It's not. It's with whether or not we believe him. Whether or not we stand. Whether or not we stand up. Whether or not we choose to advance. By faith. We get to choose. We get to choose him. We get to choose to believe him. We get to choose to advance. We get to choose to stand up. We get to choose to stand firm. And I don't know about you, but I choose to stand. I choose to stand firm. I choose to stand up, and I choose to advance, no matter what. Just want to bring up one last thing. Joshua and Caleb wandering in the desert. I don't know for sure how old they were or anything, but just a thought. For 40 years, Israel wandered in the desert. So I don't know if they were born in the desert or if they came out. I don't know how old they were. I don't know. But I know this. There were two of the spies. The two that the one lady lied about and hid and took care of, protected. And they came back. Those two came back. They were the only two. The rest of them were afraid. But their hearts were standing. Their hearts were standing firm. And they advanced. When Moses and Aaron were being attacked, they stood up and said, "Hey, we can take it. We can take them down." Giants. Like King David facing Goliath. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're going to do something for Jesus, it's going to be hard. That's just truth. If it's easy, then something's wrong. Let's just be real. Seriously, let's be real. If it's easy, we're off track somewhere, or we're not paying attention, or whatever, or we're not standing. So, stand up. No, really, stand up. I'm kidding. But no, stand up. That was a joke. That was it. Yeah. Sorry. I couldn't help it. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm sorry, I can't help it. Stand. Stand firm, stand up, and advance, no matter what you're facing. Stand with us. I'm asking. No matter what comes, we're moving forward. No matter who's with us or not, we're moving forward. No matter what comes, we're moving forward. The city of Vider, the Golden Triangle, this area, this region, is Jesus. It belongs to Him. It's His inheritance. The people are His inheritance. He died for them, for you, for me. And they're out there right now, outside these doors. And they belong to Him. He shed His blood and died for them and us. And we have a responsibility. And He's told us to go into all the world and make disciples. I'm not an evangelist. Sorry. Not true. We have a responsibility to share Jesus with people. You may not be an evangelist in the office sense, but you are called to share your testimony and your faith. And reach out to people and pray for people and share Jesus with people. The gospel, the good news. I am. We all are. So Jesus, I just ask you right now in Jesus' name, God, I thank you. We are going to stand. We are going to stand firm. We are going to stand up if we need to. If you need to stand up in your heart, stand up. If you need to advance, it's time to advance. It's harvest time. Harvest time means moving forward. You can't harvest if you're standing still. You got to get out there and get the stuff. You got to do something. So stand up. Stand against whatever attack comes. He has promised to be with you, in you, behind you, in front of you. The Holy Spirit is your helper. He's my helper. And He's always, always there. He's here right now. He always will be with us. He always will be with you.